Happy Wednesday and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast live from Las Vegas at NetSuite's Suite World 2019 event. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca and as always your host for the show. At Suite World here this week, NetSuite rolled out what it called Suite Life, a new partner engagement initiative in their words, which, as we'll hear, is all about going faster. And we're joined by Craig West, Vice President of Channel Sales at NetSuite, to discuss Suite Life and what else is going on at NetSuite in the channel. We'll hear from Craig about how Suite Life aims to help partners get onboarded faster, get access to new products faster, and help partners get access to the tools they need faster. We'll also talk about the company's growth in the worldwide channel and its philosophy on continuing that growth, as well as West's thoughts on the company's priorities in the channel this year. It's a great chat, so let's get right into it. My conversation with Craig West.
Craig, thanks so much for taking the time for our annual chat at Suite World.
My pleasure. Great to see you.
So this week we saw the launch of Suite Life. I guess the first and most important question off that is, how long is it going to be until NetSuite runs out of good puns to make on the name Suite?
We don't think we can ever run out.
It's an infinite source.
Yes.
So you frame it up as sort of a new partner engagement initiative rather than a partner program per se. What's new with Suite Life and what does it mean for your partners?
Yeah, well, I think that one of the most important things is it is just that, right? It's not replacing any of our programs, mm-hmm. but again, more harmonizing those programs, especially the programs that had some common entitlements and some common requirements, to just kind of harmonize our best practices and harmonize our approaches across those things, to just really ensure we were, you know, we're kind of putting our best foot forward on all elements of creating partner success. And so we looked at, you know, we look at sort of partner success in two ways. We kind of always have from an enablement perspective. There's that new partner onboarding. How do you take mm-hmm. a new partner and get them successful? And then how do you do that continuing professional education bit, right? With, you know, especially in the environment of cloud applications where we do two major upgrades a year, we're always launching new features. The sort of CPE element is a big deal. And so, you know, we looked at across programs how we can harmonize both of those elements, but then also kind of brings what, you know, now is 15, 16 plus years of partner success in the cloud and bring some best practices to that in a more organized way. And so if you're familiar with our Suite Success initiative, which is our customer initiative, right, where we sort of pivoted how we engage customers, how we sell to customers, and how we implement customers, it's very best practice forward, right? We're really pivoting that to that a similar process here where mm-hmm. now how we recruit partners is different, but it's very much a leading best practices based partner recruitment effort around these are the best practices to be successful, you know, we're going to get you there, mm-hmm. and then we onboard you with the new Suite Life onboarding, and then obviously then roll into the continuing professional education element. And so it is sort of that fundamental change across multiple programs, and so I think that's, you know, the crux of what the launch really is about.
Okay. Cool. There's a focus on getting partners up and running and selling more quickly, and you kind of touch on that. You know, I think it suggests 90 days to revenue for new partners, while also sort of streamlining the process for those who've been in the channel a bit. seems like the theme is acceleration. I'm guessing based on that, you're seeing an acceleration of the overall business. What's going on in your channel in terms of that acceleration?
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, our channel mirrors our business overall, right? It's not this outlier, right?
Sure.
And so as we see, you know, especially now post the Oracle acquisition and the accelerated investment Oracle is making and enabling us to take to market, we're seeing our partners benefit from that, right? So, you know, North America, you know, we're seeing accelerated growth dramatically. You know, that's more organic growth in the current partner community because that community is so mature in North America. When we look mm-hmm. internationally in our less mature markets, you know, we see sort of both inorganic and organic. We see huge growth in the number of partners signing up. And then we see the existing partners growing as well, right? So mm-hmm. this really continues to be, you know, sort of a generational growth story, right? If you're an ERP consultant, you know, this might be your once in a generation opportunity, right, to just go through one of these transformational waves. Maybe you had Y2K if you've been at it for a while.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you had the first wave ERP, you know, Oracle SAP wave. You know, this kind of setting up to maybe be a generational, you know, once in a generational ERP transformation window. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're really trying to enable at the end of the day. And, you know, what we really see is acceleration in customers moving, acceleration in customers who want to choose NetSuite, and then thereby, you know, our partners who want to participate, our current partners and future partners who want to participate in that revenue stream.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. excuse me. The announcement touches on the announcement for Sweetlight touches on sort of doubling the number of partners in the ranks, especially as a result of growth in Europe, Asia Pac, and LATAM. Yep. First of all, how are you managing that kind of growth while staying connected with partners who are already in the ecosystem? Yep. And secondly, sort of what are your thoughts on growth goals? You touched on already sort of the numbers. The number is still growing, both for those markets and closer to home here in North America for 2019.
Honestly, I think Sweet Life was a necessity for just that. Mm. I don't think we could have doubled the partner universe in EMEA, doubled the partner universe in Latin America with the way we did it before, right? And what we did had before wasn't broken, you know? Mm-hmm. It was maybe a bit siloed, if you will. But, you know, this harmonization has enabled us to get benefits of scale. And at the end of the day, no matter how much our partner community grows, no one is hiring more NetSuite professionals than NetSuite. Right. And so what we really did is take all the best practices of how we do it at NetSuite, how we may train a new sales rep, how we may train a new functional consultant, and bring all that straight to our partners, a lot of it in the exact same training sessions. We have partners and employees in the same sessions together so that we can accelerate getting our best practices to our partners with the most synergy and the most benefit. And so I don't think we could have done it without Sweet Life. It would have been a necessity. And I think now that notion of being really focused on onboarding as a discrete thing is a big element of that. And so, you know, treating onboarding as its own process and getting folks to that just so critical first deal, right? It seems obvious, you know, but getting a partner to that first deal is just the biggest thing, right? They get wind in their sails. They now have a reference customer. It's such a catapulting inflection point for that partner. And to shorten that time cycle, one of the big things we did was we really turned on the functional consultant side completely upside down. Our old approach was really this boil the ocean approach. Like, as a functional consultant, you have to know every corner of NetSuite before you should touch a project.
Right.
What we've done now is we've said, let's just teach you core financials, and then let's get you on a project. Mm-hmm. And then you can come back to us and we'll teach you billing, and then touch a project, right? And then you can come back to us and we'll teach you e-commerce, and now go touch a project.
So you're sort of building muscle memory as you go.
So we're building muscle memory, we're kind of working the stairway, if you will, right? And saying, hey, let's, instead of boiling the ocean with all of your functional consultants, let's just get you functional quick and get that first project done and get you generating revenue, get that first project successful, and then figure out what we have to build on. And I think that too has been a key enabler for how we're gonna get all these new partners productive more quickly.
Especially for new partners. And, you know, it's obviously helps with cash flow, which is often a partner challenge.
It is. I mean, it is fundamentally a challenge, right? If they're an existing consultant, you've got the opportunity cost of taking them off the street. If they're new hires, you want to get them as productive. You know, that investment just gets amplified if you don't get them billable quickly. And so, yes, it's, you know, we're acutely aware of that reality.
Another element the announcement touches on is kind of giving partners faster access to new products. Can you give me an example sort of how that works and what that's going to look like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe, you know, we certainly haven't been the best at, you know, like if you look at Sweet World in years past, we would make a giant product announcement, Sweet People, Sweet Commerce, big new launch, right? And that would be what the first of our partners would hear about it. Mm-hmm. And we would be able to, you know, then we'd have to go back to the drawing board to build training, build content, get them trained. It might be 3, 4, 5, 6 months later before they could ultimately then take that to their customers in their projects.
Right.
And so one of the big things we wanted to do, again, was turn that upside down and really say, the day we announce it and the day it hits the price list is the day we'll have partner enablement ready and really close that gap so that every customer, you know, whether you work with NetSuite directly or whether you work with NetSuite through a partner, has access to everything in the price book regardless the day it's launched. And so that was a really huge cross-functional effort from our product marketing team, our product development team, our launch teams, everybody, to really harmonize the enablement so that, you know, the day we announce something, we can say to our partners, hey, the training starts tomorrow. Right, effectively.
Yeah. And that sort of, I guess, goes back to the idea of getting partners and internal NetSuite people on sort of the same training, the same schedule, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. It is all part and parcel. But yes, that's one of the big elements.
Okay, cool. I think we're far enough past the Oracle acquisition that there's enough room to sort of look back with some hindsight and given those 3+ years, is it something around there?
Coming up on
that. You know, what's the acquisition meant for your partners and to you in terms of the kinds of programs and resources and what you're able to do?
Well, I think the partner story is very much like the customer story, right? I mean, I think the promise of the acquisition, I think Mark Hurd talked about it this morning at the keynote, right? Mm-hmm. Was the product will live forever. And I think he said last year at the NetSuite keynote, the strategy is we will out-invest the competition. Like Oracle will spend more on NetSuite than anyone else will spend on the competitive products. We will fundamentally out-invest the competition, I believe is his quote.
Yep.
And our partners are as directly getting those benefits of that investment as our customers are, right? Our customers are getting the benefit of more features, more functions, more stability, more scale, closer to home data centers, right? All those things that are happening on the product side. You know, obviously, those things make it easier, more efficient, more productive for our partners to create that customer success. So they monetize that in their projects and in their practices that way. But I think when we look at, you know, Suite Life as an example, right? I mean, we think it's probably the largest cross-functional thing we've ever done for partners, right? And I don't know that we could have done it before. I don't know that we could have really marshaled the resources and the investment to build something this cross-functional. And so I think Suite Life is an example of how, you know, a more harmonized, more best practice-led sort of partner engagement model is a direct, direct byproduct of that. And so, I think Oracle's been true to their word in accelerating the investment. And I think all the ecosystems are benefiting, you know, both discreetly in their ecosystem and then from the improvements of the customer experience as well.
Okay. On the same note, do you see an opportunity to more closely align NetSuite's partner efforts with OPN, or is there sort of a benefit in having that unique community?
I think there are pros and cons to both. there might be a little, a little paternal bit of me that doesn't, maybe doesn't want to harmonize with OPN, right? The benefit is clearly around the adjacent products, right? And so you may know we've already done something with the PBCS, the Oracle Planning and Budgeting Cloud Service, where we've built mutually with Oracle, we built connections between the Planning and Budgeting Cloud Service to NetSuite,
right?
And we now sell that out of the NetSuite business, right? And so our partners, you know, now partner with, basically effectively have to be OPN partners. In order to get access to PBCS. So that's an example of that, where that adjacency, where we could create some synergies, and we're working on harmonizations there, because there'll be more of those things, right? Logfire, the former Logfire, which is now the warehouse management cloud service, I think, right, is the next one up. And there'll be more, I think, around HR type things as well, where we'll leverage that Oracle adjacency. And so we'll have to move and plan to move closer. I'm not sure that complete harmonization, sort of NetSuite living in OPN,
makes a lot of sense.
Kind of near-term reality at all.
For those kind of connections that you describe, and I realize it's going to be some of all of the above, and probably even more models. But how much of that opportunity do you think is NetSuite partners moving into those products, or partners coming from the OPN side into NetSuite to bring it together, versus how much is sort of a meet in the channel, sort of partner to partner motion?
What we certainly, from an early adopter standpoint, it has been the NetSuite partners wanting to go there, wanting to bring that piece of technology to their portfolio, build a practice around it, take it to their customers, and them seeing the benefit of the adjacency, sort of with a sole partner, right? At the end of the day, Oracle is a sole partner. Makes sense to them than going to do it with someone else. Now that said, that doesn't mean we aren't seeing traditional Oracle OPN kind of partners, maybe ERP partners, maybe PBCS partners, who have traditionally maybe been upmarket in more of the enterprise space, saying, hey, maybe mid-market, now that there's a mid-market angle with Oracle, maybe the mid-market's more interesting to me now. And it really, certainly in the US, it's a little different outside the US, but in the US and Canada, it really tends to be more that company size play, right? The traditional Oracle partner is an enterprise partner, the traditional NetSuite partner is a mid-market partner. And so, you know, do those adjacent partner communities see opportunities in those adjacent market spaces? And so we definitely see some of that from the Oracle community for those folks that look at mid-market as an opportunity they want to potentially capitalize on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys run a partner day, a partner summit, sort of the day ahead of Suite World. Obviously, I'm assuming Suite Life was sort of one of, if not the big topic of the day.
But
sort
of yesterday.
Aside from that, you know, little detail. What else were you guys talking about?
No, that was the big detail. I mean, I think the other big detail, I think, was that, you know, really very little is changing, right? Last year we sort of rolled out the core initiatives of NetSuite. Now, international growth, investment in our verticals, our core verticals that we work in, and sort of velocity, right? Accelerating the growth in the marketplace. And so this year was a message of consistency, that hasn't changed, right? That we're sort of staying with our core initiatives. We did add a fourth initiative this year, one we call Unlocking the Suite, which is really a more customer-facing initiative that says, hey, to our customers, how can we help you use more of the suite? How can we help you get more benefit? If you're just using financials, right, can we help you use CRM? If you're using those things, can we help you use commerce? Can we help you get to billing? So that was sort of the net new broad initiative. So,
it's kind of three to four. Kind of getting partners involved in customer experience.
Which they always have been. It's not that they haven't been, but again, it's kind of a sort of doubling down, if you will, on tools, methodologies, approaches, on the customer side, from a suite success standpoint, leveraging suite success. And then again, suite life becomes a key foundational element of then, you know, if you're a partner, maybe you don't understand suite people, how do we get you enabled on suite people so that you can then go unlock the suite for those customers with things like suite people or commerce or point of sale or warehouse management or all those ancillary things that we have available. And so that to me is the paradigm, right? That's this paradigm. You know, partners love consistency, right? So they want to know that if they invest now, they can see what the outcome is going to be 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now.
Absolutely.
And so it's always important for us to reinforce that notion of, the way we're going to market is not changing, our investments are not changing, our focuses are not changing, but yet we're investing to help everyone capitalize on this growth opportunity.
All right, cool. Were you in the press conference a little earlier?
I was not.
Okay. Evan Goldberg talked a little bit about kind of needing partners as a way to grow as NetSuite expands to new countries and new verticals and new markets. What are your thoughts on what you see as some of the sort of biggest opportunities in terms of verticals or markets right now for NetSuite, kind of where you need partner air cover today?
Yep. So, it obviously is different by geography very dramatically, right? And so, we've kind of categorized the world in sort of three markets, right? We've got our very mature markets. Mm-hmm. We've got markets that we're investing into to accelerate the growth. And then we've got emerging markets that we're likely are going to be partner first, and maybe partner only for the foreseeable future, right? And so it even varies discreetly by market, right? And so if we look at where we're very mature, the U.S., Canada, UK and Ireland, ANZ, we're very committed to our hybrid go-to-market strategy with our direct sales team and our partners. And the opportunity there is different, right? The opportunity there is really about, for our partners, is really a lot more about micro verticals, places that where they can build last mile functionality to get us to customers we won't otherwise get to. It can be about larger companies as NetSuite focuses more to smaller companies. There's more opportunity for partners to help us get into larger companies. So that's the opportunity there versus in other markets, it could be about, first mover advantage, right? Can you get into a country and build a localization? Can you build the local compliance thing? And then can you really get the advantage of being the go-to partner in a brand new market for us geographically? And so we're looking at kind of all those angles and sort of a matrix, if you will, of, where we're mature and how we can go to market jointly there. Where we want to invest, how we go to market jointly there, where we're likely not going to invest for years, and how we can really accelerate partner growth in all those markets. And so it is that combination of things ultimately that, we just can't do it. And we can't do it in any of those markets without partners playing a giant role.
All right, great. Just sort of to wrap things up, what are you focused on sort of through the balance of the year, and what can partners expect from NetSuite over the course of the balance of 2019?
We're growing faster now than we've ever grown, right? So I've been in NetSuite 16 years. We're growing faster now than we've ever grown. So managing the growth at this kind of scale is a lot.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, my goal is to have that growth turn into growth for our partners. So sort of my personal North Star, if you will, is how do we ensure our partners get the benefit of all this growth, right? Mm-hmm. And so Suite Life was a big effort toward that. We'll stay razor focused with our current partners on how we can help them organically grow their NetSuite practices. We will still be razor focused on, sort of inorganic growth through new partner acquisition. Mm-hmm. So how we find those next gen partners and bring those next gen partners to the NetSuite ERP story and bring them to the Suite Life. And so I'll be very, very focused on that, obviously. It's probably the biggest things. I mean, I think an element, it's fundamentally managing the growth, but then it's fundamentally making sure our partners are really getting the benefit of the growth.
All right. Brilliant. Yeah. Appreciate you taking the time once again.
I enjoy these conversations.
I know it's a busy week for
you. I look forward to it. It's my pleasure.
All right.
There you have it. Thoughts on living the suite life from NetSuite Channel Chief Craig West. I'd like to thank Craig for joining us on the show, thank NetSuite for having me at the Suite World, and thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week as we're joined by Dell EMC North American Commercial Chief John Byrne to discuss the company's study into digital transformation culture around the world. How's Canada doing? Where are we improving? And where can we still stand to improve? Find out from Dell's former Global Channel Chief. In the meantime, we'd appreciate it if you take a moment to leave us a rating in your podcast app of choice. And of course, you can subscribe to the podcast in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.